The attack in Baghdad on Friday came during the busiest time of the week at any mosque. Officials say the blast was so strong that it destroyed an empty bus parked outside the mosque and caused the collapse of one of the building's walls. Witnesses say survivors carried out the wounded and dead by hand and wheelbarrow. A broken water cistern left the floor covered by a mixture of water and blood. This was the latest in a series of attacks on both Shiite and Sunni mosques as violence in Iraq focuses more and more on Iraqi civilians and the country's new security forces. Still, there are attacks on coalition troops and foreign civilians. On Friday, a U.S. soldier was killed by a roadside bomb in northern Iraq, and the U.S. military sent a team to help investigate the apparent downing of a civilian helicopter near Baghdad Airport on Thursday, in which 6 Americans and 5 other foreigners were killed. On Thursday and Friday, militant groups released videos of what they claim was the shooting down of the helicopter and the execution of a survivor. The head of the Bulgarian company that owned the helicopter has confirmed that the man seen being shot to death in the execution video was one of the aircraft's pilots. Here at the Pentagon, spokesman Lawrence DeRita acknowledges that attacks have increased during the last 2 weeks, but he says attacks are down overall, and it is not possible to say yet whether the last 2 weeks represent a new trend.
If you want to look at trends, I think the commanders feel that in terms of our ability to understand this enemy and interrupt the enemy and the Iraqi security forces' capacity against that enemy is getting better all the time. The commanders wonder whether they're marshaling their dwindling capacity on being able to conduct these kinds of what appear to be better coordinated attacks, but more spectacular and perhaps fewer more spectacular attacks. That's speculation.
Meanwhile, the Arabic news channel Al Jazeera reports that the kidnappers of 3 Romanian journalists have given the Romanian government 4 days to withdraw its forces from Iraq, or the group says it will kill the reporters. The channel broadcast a videotape from the insurgents showing the journalists, 2 men and a woman, and their translator, who reportedly has Romanian, Iraqi, and U.S. citizenship. Romania has about 800 troops in the U.S.-led coalition, and public opinion in the country has been running against continuing the participation. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.